produced and distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is your daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Daily Audio Stash is where responsible marijuana smokers listen in on the latest news about cannabis, hear the voices of the marijuana law reform movement in special segments and interviews, and kick back with comedy and music no other podcast can offer. It's Normal's Daily Audio Stash. More information at normalaudiostash.com. Welcome back to the Audio Stash on this fine Friday. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Take a moment to join us at Normal to end marijuana prohibition in America. Just visit norml.org. And don't forget to sign up for our separate weekly Normal News audio podcast. Normal News stories this week include experts call for legal cannabis to treat hepatitis C virus, Arkansas Municipal Pot Initiative certified for November ballot, and the deterrent effect of workplace drug testing overstated, study says. Sign up for the separate weekly Normal News audio podcast at normalaudiostash.com and norml.org/podcast. Joining us today from Fontana, California via phone is the independent rap artist Ominous Words. Welcome to the Audio Stash today.
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
Hey, and thanks for in the past letting us play some Ominous Words tracks here on the Audio Stash. And first up, Steve, up on your MySpace page, you got a pic wearing a Normal t-shirt while performing. First, how long have you been a Normal fan?
Years. Don't know exactly when, but I mean, since I learned about it, you know what I mean? It's been probably over 8 years or 7 years or so, something like that.
And being out there in Southern California, how have you seen the attitude change in the last couple of years?
Well, as far as marketing, I'm seeing a lot more, you know, promotion for the legalization of this, you know what I mean, through marketing, even more corporate companies. It seems like it's being more widely accepted.
And where do your roots in rap come from? Where'd you start off?
I've been writing poetry and for a long time, and then always freestyled and stuff, and then started hanging out with some buddies at a studio, and it just kind of got more serious, and then I ran into a guy who lived down the street from me with a studio, and then it was more of like almost an everyday thing, and then it just progressed, you know, just fortunate to be around it.
You got that MySpace page and website really embracing the online community out there, too.
It's a good experience, and it's overwhelming. It's like you got the world at your fingertips. It's like MySpace is a mall, and your page is your little shop. And you could, some people look at it as a bad thing, but depending on what you use it for, it's been a great resource for me.
And what kinds of reactions have you gotten from folks online?
I mean, pretty good response. Everybody from producers wanting to, you know, send me beats to people ask them where they can get it, and within about a week, I'll have it online. You'll be able to get the whole Simple But True album in about a week. And then I'm gonna put it up there for like $6. So I mean, you can't really beat that. It's like 18 tracks.
So this is all really part of the independent revolution of artists online. You know, do you feel lucky you started now when you did?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's you know, we have tools that people didn't have previous, and it's like, it makes it so easy. Like me, I don't have a record deal. I record my music, burn it to CD, and put it online. And you know what I mean? I don't have enough money to produce enough to put them in stores worldwide, you know? That's crazy. And so, in the marketing, like the marketing these major labels do and stuff, it takes millions to compete. So with online, it's like, I mean, it's free. You just pay for your internet.
So it really sounds like to be a modern musician, you got to have some graphic design skills, a little bit of web design stuff, as well as the writing and the music.
Well, it definitely, being independent, it makes it easier and more affordable. I mean, the kind of things I just done over the years, and it came to what it came to. Like when I was in high school, I didn't think I'm going to do these things because it's going to make this easier. It just kind of all fell into place. But I think it all goes hand in hand in achieving your goal of like putting something original and pure out.
Right on. Well, what reaction do you get from folks off stage at these performances when they see the Normal t-shirt?
People always notice it and make comments. People a lot of people do know who what it is and they respect it. You know, I'll go to the bank, I'll go to Del Taco or something, I'll wear a normal shirt and people yell out the car window like, yeah, you know, I mean, it's, people know, and it, it's just a matter of time, it has to be.
We're going to play some Ominous Words tracks on the Stash today. First, tell us a bit about the first track we're going to play. This one's Black Rivers.
Well, that song we did because a friend of mine works for this company that plays his music, and there was this documentary, and it was called Earthbound, and they wanted us to submit a song for it, and that's the song we came up with. It wasn't chosen because they said it didn't fit, though we never saw the video, so it kind of, whatever, but I like the song. It's simple, you know, and it is just to the point, and it's a chance to speak about things that you normally don't get a chance to, you know, in front of people, so hopefully it'll create some change, make people think a little different, something.
We'll be back with Ominous Words after we play this track, Black Rivers. Thanks again for letting us air some of these tracks today.
No, I thank you, man. I thank you and everybody who takes the time to listen to it and support, you know, what we're all fighting for, just basic freedoms and principle.
Full of innocent faces. Time is of the essence and knowledge is key, like the air we breathe. A seed in my reaching for sky. My hopes are earthbound and my dreams are simple as I walk this earth in search for true worth to rekindle conscious. While animals watch us without saying a word, destroy their homes and just rape their fur. Yet savage when they eat to cure their hunger is the label we give. Insane from the heat are we on this rock we live. Take and never give, it just don't add up. Negatives the sum. Live and let live beneath the sun. This is our earth, not yours. From the food we eat, fast food taking over the streets. We're at war with industries, focus on home, not overseas alone. If only for a second we all stopped wrecking, I'd reckon there'd be silence. Respect is no violence. Open eyes, we should remove hood to see. And if death is the price of life, how is life free? Blame the government, but the government are we, the people. I stand with a sign to describe my mind for all to see. It's important to me to be free, so I fight for what I believe in. After I'm done reading, without any bleeding, conscious my reason, love all that's breathing.
Black rivers cry.
here on the Audio Stash with California rap artist Ominous Words. We just heard his track Black Rivers featuring Cassie. Next up, we're going to hear Heartstrings. Steve, tell us about this track.
I went over to my buddies and he had a beat, and I listened to the beat, and that's what I felt, just some of the issues that were in my head, just the whole what's going on in the world, and just it was just stuff that was fresh in my mind, and I think that I've got a good response. I think a lot of people are feeling the same way. So,
and I'm always amazed watching freestyle rappers. It's like you guys have this encyclopedia of words and rhymes, like a piano player has keys, picking out the right keys to put a rap together on the fly.
Well, I used to look on the internet in different places and read about like education, where it came from, different things like that, or history. And it seems like the more I read, the more people can't even agree. So it's like I try to just take all of it in and come up with my own conclusions and just try and forge new ground, create new things, and just try and think outside of the box and not just believe everything I see. It's a platform to speak, and fortunate to have people listen, and that's why I do it. And songs like Heartstrings and stuff, it's just a chance to, like, it's like your mental canvas. And even freestyling, it's like, walking. When you're young, you fall, you just got to never give up, keep walking, and something good's bound to happen.
And next up, this is Ominous Words, Heartstrings. We have links to his websites and pages at normalaudios-.com.
Sounds penetrate bloodstreams, tugging on your heartstrings, creating the mood, try escaping the tomb, we ain't even safe in the womb. Sounds penetrate bloodstreams, tugging on your heartstrings, creating the mood, try escaping the tomb, we ain't even safe in the womb. My words vibrate with these sounds, tickling your drums, trickling till done, like a faucet with a leak, I make noise in my sleep, communication's how we must bridge the gap before the hinges snap and all the doors are shut, it's opportunity gone, controlled by the waves, mellow intense to perception, near a king, so build defense to what you think. A product of a sight, shed light for freedom. You can't fight what's leading and ain't alive and breathing. H-O-P-E. Not in him, but us. He was a man at best. And when it rains, we all walk on water. Thou shalt not judge, though you do, so who's true? All's created equal, except for our shoes and the fashions we choose. Whatever happened, the truth is the sounds penetrate bloodstreams, tugging on your heartstrings, create the mood, try escaping the tomb. We ain't even safe in the womb. Penetrate bloodstreams, tugging on your heartstrings, creating the mood, try escaping the tomb, we ain't even safe in the womb. Injecting bullshit through umbilical cords, it's a political war, this ain't a country, it's a score never before seen. Respect the red, white, and blue, fuck the green, and don't breathe and stay true. Confused all the many that struggle for a penny, with slaves the wage ascending, you to a war that rages. Freedom is free, not stipulations. They freed blacks and enslaved us all. It's outrageous how time turns pages and through races they build walls. Lead or follow, I'll bleed before I swallow my pride. Wondering why all the patriots died for you to sit behind the TV and hide. Kill the static, the sun spins while our sons' lives end. For a battle we can't win, comprehend, since all the king's men who have fallen for wrongful gain. Cash can never overcome hunger and pain. I want to get justice.
Is that not justice?
That's street justice.
What's wrong with street justice?
Oh, just let the animals wipe themselves out.
God will. Fuck them.
Everybody who looks like them.
Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. The good guys, they die first, right? Those school kids and moms, family men, they don't want to catch the stray bullets in the noodle. To protect the sheep, you got to catch the wolf. And it takes a wolf to catch a wolf. You understand? I said you protect the sheep by killing the motherfucking wolves. No, you didn't hear me. You listening, but you
sounds
didn't hear
penetrate
me.
Penetrate bloodstreams, tugging on your heartstrings, creating the mood, try escaping the tomb, we ain't even safe in the womb.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. More than 500,000 Americans are arrested each year for smoking pot. These are ordinary citizens like you and me whose lives and careers are being needlessly destroyed. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
We're here on the Audio Stash today with California rap artist Ominous Words. We just played his track Heartstrings. Hey man, I just want to say thanks again for joining us here today. And what's the best way for folks to get in contact with you?
There's Operation Freemind, freemind.com/ominous or myspace.com/ominouswords, O-M-I-N-O-U-S. Should be out soon. I just got a studio, a portable studio with everything I need. So I'm going to be putting a lot more music out, and that should be out. I'm expecting within a couple weeks, and then I have a compilation that's coming out after that.
Ominous Words here on the Audio Stash today. Thanks again for joining us today.
No, thank you guys for doing what you're doing, man.
Again, that's California rap artist Ominous Words. We have links to him up at normalaudiostash.com. You can see him out performing live in Southern California wearing a Normal t-shirt.
If I were to tell you that in America, right now, over 1 million children sell marijuana, what would you think? Would you think that any public policy that creates over 1 million teenage marijuana dealers needs to be reexamined and possibly amended? You would not be alone. The members of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, a.k.a. NORML, have been working since 1970 to reform marijuana laws such that responsible adults, not children, sell and use marijuana. Isn't it high time to reform America's misguided marijuana laws? This is Alan St. Pierre, Executive Director of NORML in Washington, D.C. Only concerned citizens can effectively end the federal government's nearly 70-year-old prohibition on responsible adult marijuana sales and use. Want to know more about how you can help? Contact us at NORML, toll-free, 888-67-NORMAL, or by visiting the organization's popular and informative webpage at NORML, NORML.org.
Let's round out our Friday stash with some music and comedy. First, some comedy from the CD Pot's Greatest Hits. I was told the other day that this is the one track that we haven't aired on the Audio Stash yet, so here you go.
When one of the marijuana loggers can't make a show, we're very lucky to get this next character to fill in for us. Try to catch his half-hour comedy special when it reruns for eternity in a day on Comedy Central. Here's Jimmy Dore.
Yeehaw! Well, I like to get high and watch Christian television. It's good, clean entertainment, and I love the faith healers. They're my favorite. They just hit you right there, and you, everything's boom, and you can see, and then boom, and then they can walk, you know? But it's always like that bouncy walk, you know? It's not a quality walk. Oh, I'm cured! I wouldn't call that a complete victory, I'll tell you. I think God still owes you a little on that one. But my favorite of the, nothing better than getting baked and watching Benny Hinn. And he's my favorite of the faith healers. He's got brass balls. Because this guy's doing one of the most wicked comb-overs in the history of Christian television, yet he's a faith healer, which, Jesus Christ, come on. Don't you think if you had the gift, you'd take 5 seconds to fix your bald spot before you try to cure someone's spine or something, you know? It's like being a faith healer with a limp. You don't have any faith in that guy. Oh, come here. Throw down the crutches. I'll heal you, brother. God damn this leg. I've got the gift. Line up. I'm going to need someone's chair to get out of here. Benny Hinn, I think it works. 20,000 people come to see Benny Hinn, so it's got to work. And he's up there fixing them left and right. Boom, and the cancer is gone. Boom, and the little toe is straightened. And I just want to say, Benny, if that really works, why don't you stop by the hospital on the way over? Oh, that's right, because you're a fucking liar. I forgot you're full of shit. My favorite, I love anti-pot commercials. Here's my favorite anti-pot commercial. The one was, remember this one was like a little cartoon that had a kid narrating it? This is the joint that Joey bought. And this is the dealer who sold it to him. And then 20 people end up dead in Mexico. Shit, that took a turn. I did not know people were being killed for my marijuana, but yes, it's true. I know it's true because the government told me on TV, and why would they lie? People get drug tested now. I remember a time nobody got drug tested. Everything ran fine. Then all of a sudden in the 80s, they started scaring the shit out of us. They go, hey, we're going to drug test the pilots. Why? Because you don't want to get on a plane if the pilots all hopped up on dope. And that makes sense, because every time I watch the TV show Cops and they break into a crack house, who's in there? Bunch of pilots. That's where it started. And now everybody gets the drug tested. I know a guy who works at the Gap, not bragging. He had to take a drug test to work at the Gap. And I got to tell you, I feel a lot safer when I go into the Gap now, you guys. I don't have to worry about some stoner whipping a pair of khakis at my head. I'm so wasted. And when I travel around the country, I ask people how many people have been asked me to apply. I know nobody in Hollywood gets drug tested, so I don't even ask here. They fucking drug tested Hollywood. This shit would shut down pretty quickly. Everybody gets the drug testing. That's my point. And people come up to me and they go, well, if you have anything to hide, what are you afraid of a drug test for? And those people are known as Satan's cocksuckers. And they totally miss the point. I always thought the cool part about America is that we have freedom and liberty and civil rights. And now we have to give that away to the first guy who offers us a job. That's the reward, by the way. If you pass a test, you get to work. Fucking A. What if I fail that test? You have to stay home and watch TV. I'd like to take that test over, I think, maybe. That is not a poppy seed. Well, I have an idea we can get rid of the drug testing. I was a guest on a morning radio show recently. And the radio station had just been bought by Clear Channel, which is, you know, the devil. And I asked the DJ, how is it different now that you work for the devil? And he told me that the first thing they did was they gave everybody a drug test. And I was like, holy shit. Because radio people party, that's why I used to want to work there. I go, what happened? He goes, everybody failed. I go, everybody? He goes, mm-hmm. I go, what'd they do? He goes, well, they decided they can't do that shit to us anymore. I think you can tell that pot's a pretty innocuous drug because they don't have any treatment programs for it at the drug treatment places, you know. If you shut up at a drug rehab for pot, they laugh you right out of the place, you know. What's your problem? I haven't smoked a lot of weed. Get the fuck out of here. That's just some pussy who can't handle his weed out here. Why don't you go home and start drinking? Then mix a few Vicodin in and then come back. We can help you. That Vicodin, man. George Carlin just checked himself in for the Vicodin. That's legal. That takes more people down. And last time I had it, I was at the pharmacy for a root canal, and I had the whole bottle right in my hand, and I was just like, oh, no. I don't want to waste this on pain.
Keep it down. I'm trying to make comedy history or this next guy is always so serious, but he's just another goofy comic. This set was recorded at the Funny Bone in Boise, Idaho. Here's Lee Allen.
And frankly, I'm one of the very few people in America who believes that Bill Clinton did not inhale any marijuana. Well, the reason I believe this is because I'm quite certain that Bill knows that if you bake it in brownies, you get a much better buzz. And everybody who's laughing knows, too. Now, last year in California, we passed some very unique legislation. We passed Proposition 215, the legalization of marijuana for medical purposes. Yeah. Now, I voted yes on 215 because I believe that if you're sick, you're entitled to use anything to feel better. I also voted yes because I believe that God put it on the earth for us to use. Not for us to abuse, but for us to use. In fact, I'm pretty sure he put it on the earth on day six. That's why seven just crashed, kicked back, nothing really got done at all. Well, let's be honest, if we put it on the earth on day two, he wouldn't have half the shit we have now. Because, you know, he would have tried it right after he created it. That's God inhaling a whole joint with one breath because, you know, he has God-like lungs. Oh, me, that's good. Me, that's killer, bud. The whole planet looks so green.
Let's do something good tonight.
Whether on a train, plane, ferry, or automobile, these days I'm never far removed from listening to Normal's daily audio stash and weekly news on my computer or iPod. Where else in the world can folks listen to up-to-date information produced specifically for cannabis consumers? This is Normal's Executive Director, Alan St. Pierre, and Normal is growing the truth about cannabis, and the harvest is yours to reap. Tune in every day at 4:20 p.m. for your daily audio stash. Get hooked up with Normal's daily and weekly news podcast by visiting norml.org or normalaudiostash.com.
Of Americans no longer support arresting and jailing marijuana smokers, and nearly as many support the medical patients having access to medical marijuana, and over 80% of our citizens now believe the war on drugs is an ineffective failure. So the question is, when will the government's misguided war on adult marijuana smokers finally end? When? Simple. When you and your like-minded friends, family, and coworkers get involved with an organization such as the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, also known as NORML. My name is Keith Stropp, and I founded the organization in 1970. Contact us at NORML, toll-free, 888-67-NORML, or by visiting the organization's up-to-date webpage at www.normal.org.
This has been Normal's Daily Audio Stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Visit our website at normalaudiostash.com. If you listen to the Audio Stash, vote for us at Podcast Alley or other podcast directory services. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening today. Everyone have a fun summer weekend out there, and we're back at 4:20 on Monday. The podcasting technology of NORML is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com.